on the .com. Editor-in-Chief Charlie Harper, John Richards, Mike Hassinger, Stefan Turkheimer, and George Cheedy, guest contributor on the radio edition. He's a contributor to peachpundit.com, of course, and really good to have the guys up here for a really great first hour. So thank you guys so much. Sully Show will continue right now with our usual Friday segment, our tech segment with Rick Limpert. And Rick, you were a contributor to peachpundit.com this week as well, all over it with the BB&T Atlanta Open. I know you worked the event, as you have for many, many years now. Talk about the great event that is the BB&T Atlanta Open.
Yeah, Charlie and the guys from Peach Pundit were nice enough to let me put up an op-ed piece about it, and just what a great event it is, and kind of what it means to the city of Atlanta, and it's nice to have a Georgia guy and a Georgia grad, and John Isner, be the three-time defending champ. So just a busy but great 9 days there at Atlantic Station,
and not too hot, fortunately, right?
Well, it's been hotter in the past, but it was still hot down there. But that's tennis in July here in Atlanta. You know it's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, really cool, though, to see Isner win his third consecutive Open, and always good work by you and the entire crew over there. One of the great events in Atlanta, the BB&T Atlanta Open at Atlantic Station. And we're chatting with Rick Limpert. On Twitter, you can follow him, Rick Roswell, a number of different places to find his work, including on Yahoo News and Sports. Also writes a daily technology column for Examiner.com. And Rick, today we're going to talk a little bit about kids and teachers getting back to school.
Yeah, that's pretty scary, the first week here in August. But yeah, it is happening, and we'll go over some tech items maybe for the kids going back to school now, and the college kids maybe later this month.
Yeah, for college kids, this first thing that we're going to discuss might be pretty important. It's Impeca Power It, something that you can use to jumpstart your car.
You can use it for that and just charge anything. So college kids have a lot of gadgets at their disposal now, and this will charge laptops, phones, tablets. Like I said, you know, in a pinch, it'll charge, jump your car. So the Impeca Power, you know, they have a couple different sizes of it, $99 to $149. I think this is a really good buy for back to school.
And even charge up that laptop or that computer so you can finish up that paper and you don't end up in hot water, right?
Do college kids still do term papers? I'm not even sure how that works anymore.
Yeah, me either. I guess that means that we're getting old, Rick. Anyway, moving right along, tell us about the Zag Pocket Keyboard from Zag, ZAGG.com.
Yeah, Zag makes a lot of great accessories for phones and tablets. They've been working on this for a few years. This is a small pocket keyboard, real thin, that you can use to with Bluetooth to type things on your phone with. So if you don't like using that little mini keyboard on the phone, this little keyboard will go with you. You Bluetooth it up to your phone and start typing emails or whatever you want on this really portable keyboard.
And is it compatible with just about anything as long as it's discoverable on your device?
As long as you can discover it on Bluetooth, you can use it with this. So that's another reason I like it.
That's probably a good thing for somebody like myself with fat little fingers, Rick, you know?
Yeah, and this, even though the keyboard is small, it's pretty easy to use and pretty comfortable for people with big hands, small hands, fat fingers, whatever you have, Saul, you can work on this keyboard.
All right, how about this cool little wireless speaker from KidSafe Audio?
Yeah, kids, parents always ask me about Bluetooth speakers. This is one for kids because it doesn't go as loud as a normal Bluetooth speaker, so it's kind of got a governor on it. It's the DIY wireless speaker from KidSafe, and that's K-I-D-Z safe. Yeah, real nice. Kids' ears are pretty sensitive, and they're still growing. This is a Bluetooth speaker parents can feel safe having their kids use.
They probably consulted with that angry guy next door who always calls the cops when the music gets too loud as they were making this, right?
You're not talking about yourself, are you, Sully?
I think I am kind of turning into that guy, although I have yet to call the police. All right, tell us about goaters. This is a pretty interesting thing.
Yeah, one of my favorite things here. This is a kind of a disinfectant spray that you can use in your locker at school, your gym bag, your backpack, your shoes, and it basically just it deodorizes, it's eco-friendly, it desanitizes, and makes everything smell better. It starts at $3.95 for a small little vial of this, so it's pretty powerful, and again, it's safe to use natural, so I like these goaters.
Well, WGST's program director, Dan Hunt, we're going to have to get some of these for him. His office tends to stink from time to time. So maybe I'll pick some of those up. $3.95, that's not bad. Goders, GODORS.com. Rick Limper with us on 640 WGST, writer for Examiner.com. Read his work in a number of different places, including GAFollowers.com as well. They're big on Twitter. Rick, tell us about the Griffin PowerDock 5.
This is one of my favorite things, gadgets of the year so far. $100, it's a charger that can do five devices at one time. So if you're like me in my household, and when I go on the road, I got devices scattered all around the room or the house charging. This can keep five orderly, nice and organized, and charged quickly, all in this one device from Griffin. So cable's not included, but you just use your regular charging cables with your phone, your iPad, whatever else you need to charge, and this will do it all very neat and organized.
Do you ever just take your own temperature, Rick, and say, my goodness, I'm walking around with six devices right now. I probably should ask for some help.
If you see me start glowing at some point, then that experiment where people were using cell phones to see if it causes some sort of cancer or something, I'll be the first. I'll be the guinea pig. I'll be the first to get whatever's going to happen to it.
I mean, if somebody shows up at like a 12-step meeting for device addiction, I think Rick is going to be there chairing the meeting, at least some of them, right?
Yeah, the funny thing is I heard from a business associate this week whose phone has been down all week. This guy's been dying because no one can reach him. He goes, Rick, now I know why you carried more than one phone. He said, I needed it this week.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that you say that. I do carry my iPod and my iPhone together, and I use the iPod to do some stuff, and I use the phone to do other things. I like having two devices because, honestly, Rick, this is how addicted we are to technology, and me specifically. Sometimes I'm doing one thing on the other, but while I'm doing it, I want to do something else, so I have two phones going. I now know what it's like to be Ari Gold there on the show Entourage. They're always walking around with the two phones.
That's the world we live in, Sully. And no slight to you, but as I'm doing this with you, I actually was on one of my other phones was returning a text message to somebody. So we all multitask without us even really knowing it these days with our phones. It's really an amazing existence we live.
Yeah, I get in trouble though for doing that, being on the phone and texting, like especially during my performance review here at the radio station. That's kind of difficult too.
You get a performance review there, Sully? I thought you pretty much just got a pass for everything.
Oh, you know the operations too well here at the WGST. Rick Limper with us every Friday just after 1 o'clock. The author of his new book, by the way, is called The Fam Trip Field Guide. You can get it in the Kindle store at Amazon.com. It's also available in paperback from thebookpatch.com. I implore you to follow Rick on Twitter. His handle there, Rick Roswell. What's on tap for the weekend, Rick?
More unpacking of boxes, and I've pre-taped a few back-to-school TV segments today in Macon, and I'll be doing maybe one at 11 Alive this week or next weekend, so preparing for that. So I'm multi-platform, Sully, thanks to you.
Well, it's National Beer Day today. What will you be drinking? Any frosty beverages on the lineup for this weekend?
Does that include root beer, maybe?
Yeah, I'm probably going to join you in the root beer. I'm going to stay away from the real stuff.
Yeah, I was up in Wisconsin. They have a brewery up there that makes beer and root beer, and some of that fresh brewed root beer was really good when I was up there. But, just going to maybe enjoy the last few weekends here of summer and get ready for the fall.
Well, please enjoy responsibly, Rick, and always good to have you with us.
Always do, Sully. Highlight of my week talking to you every week.
Oh, I love it. He's buttering me up, too. We love that here at the GST. Thanks, brother.